How much would you pay for transportation? That's a question Seattle voters will face when a $930 million levy hits the ballot this fall. And it's a question being asked of the residents of Metro Vancouver, British Columbia. In a local referendum, people in the Metro Vancouver area were asked to approve a tax hike to help fund a multi-billion dollar transportation plan. Vaughn Palmer is a columnist for the Vancouver Sun, and he says there's a good chance that transportation plan will fail.
First of all, because we haven't done it before. Nobody can really think of much of a precedent for Canadians being asked to approve a tax increase to pay for transportation. This appears to be the first time it's ever been done. A lot of American cities, as you know, do them, and sometimes they get approved and sometimes they don't, but people are at least used to it. There's a general feeling here. You talk to people, you do opinion polls. People say, oh, I feel like I'm taxed enough already, and I don't really know if I want to approve another tax increase. This is a half a percentage point on the sales tax. So our sales tax in British Columbia is 7%, and this would make it 7.5% just Metro Vancouver. So the city of Vancouver and the 22 municipalities around it would be paying an extra half a point, and that would raise about $250 million Canadian a year, and that would pay for the regional share of a bunch of transportation projects.
Give us a little idea of what people are being asked to pay for. What would the tax increase fund?
Some pretty big stuff. Expansion of our SkyTrain system. So the system would be expanded out toward the University of British Columbia along Broadway Street in Vancouver. Not the whole distance, but there'd be a tunnel. Light rail service in Surrey, the big municipality just south of the Fraser River. A new bridge. The Patello Bridge is pretty old, and they'd replace that. Another C-bus, late-night bus service, and a lot more buses on the system. So there's a little something for everyone. One of the things I guess you have to do when you're trying to get people to approve a levy to pay for more transportation services is you have to offer a lot of stuff so that people feel they're getting something. It's a fairly ambitious project. The tax would only pay, Ross, the one-third of the cost of those projects for the region. In addition to that, our provincial government and our national government would contribute as well to the capital cost of those projects. So it's essentially designed to raise the regional share of the projects over 10 years.
Well, if this multi-billion dollar transportation package goes down when votes are counted tomorrow, what's plan B?
Oh, man. Russ, the question everyone's been asking is there a plan B? The politicians at the beginning said, no, you got to approve this. This is it, right? Well, it kind of admitted now that if this thing is defeated tomorrow when the vote is announced, that's not going to be the end of it. It's not going to be the end of a need to expand transportation services. It doesn't mean the end of the provincial or the regional share of funding either. It just means the region's going to have to look around for options to pay for its third of the cost. It's very hard to know what they're going to do. If it's a no result, Ross, it means that people feel they're already taxed to the max. So a different tax is probably not going to be more popular. Raise the fuel tax, it's already pretty high. Raise property taxes, people feel they're already pretty high. Go after the fare box. Americans will know this very well. You sort of reach a limit on transportation services of fares. They're considered to be high as well. So it's a real mystery what they're going to do. I think the regional leaders are really hoping when they get the vote tomorrow, the answer is yes, because if it's no, it's back to square one for them.
Vaughn, give us a sense of the politics of this. As I understand it, the no campaign is being vastly outspent.
Oh, yeah. So we have our own little Tim Iman, a guy named Jordan Bateman. He's the leader spokesperson for something called the Canadian Taxpayers Federation, which would be better known as the Canadian Anti-Tax Federation. Bateman's been running a very populist campaign against this tax increase. He's been attacking the regional transportation authority, saying it spends too much money, it doesn't need more money. If it would just manage its budget better, it wouldn't need to do this stuff. He hasn't spent very much money. He says about $40,000. He says he's been outspent dramatically by the regional governments. The regional governments have spent about $6 million getting people to vote for this. but he's basically been him against the world on this. Most of our regional leaders, our provincial leaders, trade unions, public interest groups, students have all been saying vote yes, so it really is him against the world. But again, you'll know that anti-tax sentiment can be pretty powerful when it's loose out there. You know, I think if they get a yes, we may see this tried again. If we get a no, I begin to wonder, Ross, whether a Canadian government will ever ask taxpayers whether they want to approve a tax increase again. That may not come up next time.
We're celebrating our Independence Day July 4th on Saturday. It will involve fireworks and cookouts. You're celebrating your Independence Day, Canada Day, today. What do good patriotic Canadians do on Canada Day? Do they fly the flag? How do they note it?
Well, I see they tend to paint the maple leaf flag on their face. People get drunk, I'm sorry to say that, but that does happen. They do Canada Day quizzes. We have barbecues, that sort of thing. So not unlike what Americans do to mark Independence Day. The 2 days are so close to each other. An old friend of mine who used to work for the National Geographic had a wonderful notion, Ross. His idea was we should take the 2nd and the 3rd of July and make them holidays as well and call them Canada-U.S. Friendship Days so that we could actually have 4 statutory holidays in a row in both countries and just sort of lie around and celebrate. I always thought it was a great idea, although I'm not sure that businesses and governments would think it would be a good idea, but we might appreciate Canada-U.S. friendship even more if we had those 2 statutory holidays in the middle for all of us to celebrate as well.
I know I would. Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun. So if you see someone walking around with maple leaf on their face, just say, Happy Canada Day. Canadian National Anthem, O Canada.